Adam, Colleen, and Kurt.
Part of your community, part of your morning.
Star 102.5.
It was a rescue mission for the ages. 8 firefighters was what it took. 2 of them peering down a manhole. 2 more grasping the manhole cover, trying to lift free to free the victim, which was an overweight rat that had gotten stuck in the grate of the manhole. Apparently still holding on to those winter pounds.
Oh, jeez.
It got about halfway through and its little rotund butt couldn't get through.
Oh, man.
And he was there struggling. The pictures are this poor rat. And they had to call 8 firefighters to get the rescue, you know, get the manhole cover up. And they had to sort of, you know, finesse him on the way back out. But he was stuck. The poor
this is
guy.
Why I would never have made a good first responder. Because I would have been like, you want me to do what?
Right.
Yes.
I'm not doing that.
You want us to
I'm not doing that.
Send our crew out to do what?
Yeah. One of the firefighters said it was just a normal day. No, it's not. You're rescuing a rat, but they've named Chunky Rat. Come on.
You know, I understand.
Chunky Rat.
I know.
Rotund
Chunky.
Rat.
Go with the alliteration.
Yes, always. Rotund Rat's much better. But that's not a normal day.
No, I understand if it's somebody's loved pet and they have time, there aren't other emergencies. I mean, we understand like the people come first.
Right. The old lady's cat in the tree.
Right. Yeah. I guess it's a good PR opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
they had to push
a rat.
Out
I mean, aren't they trying to get rid of rats? Like, this is one less rat.
But Kyle, look at this picture of this rat. Doesn't that look rather like an adorable rat? Wouldn't you want to rescue him?
Rats are new pets now, by the way.
Yeah.
I hear this more and more.
I can't believe that rotund rat even attempted that. That's not knowing your size.
Know your limits.
Exactly. Now that I see the picture, what were you thinking?
Well, look, you're talking to the guy that went out and played racquetball at full speed after like 5 years of not playing once, too. I ended up at the clinic.
Not for
a heart condition, because I ran into the wall and needed stitches.
Know your limits.
Know your limits.
I don't. No.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.